Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new week. It means it's a brand new opportunity. We did something amazing, and it all begins today. We also, this week, are saying goodbye to February and welcoming in March. And we have some great things that are coming up for the month of March. As you guys know, March is recognized for a lot of things, including Women Empowerment Month. Because of that, we have a special series we're going to be including here in Conversations Daily News, that being Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts, featuring my friend, Dr. Teresa A. Smith, or Dr. Todd. It'll be some messages for you guys every day on our broadcast to be able to enjoy, to be able to motivate you and inspire you. I'm excited to be able to have Dr. Todd joining us here on Conversations Daily News during the month of March, and I think you guys will enjoy it as well. For today, though, we, of course, have your news headlines coming up. We also have a message from my book, Words That Choose to Live By. If you have your copy of my book, we're in week number 9 now. We also have Music Mall Artist of the Week, Justin Timberlake. Yes, I know. He's already been Artist of the Week once this year, but he keeps giving us brand new music, including last Friday when he released his powerful new single, Drown. And in today's entertainment spotlight, I mentioned Dr. Todd earlier. You're part of my last conversation with her last week on Conversations Live, the radio show, in today's entertainment spotlight. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines. In Mississippi news, Mississippi Children's Museum ranks third best in the nation, says WLBT Channel 3. Our state has another thing to be proud of when it comes to learning and fun, says WLBT. The Mississippi Children's Museum is named the country's number 3 children's museum by USA Today. Families flock to LaFleur's Bluff to learn and make lifetime memories. He's big into interactive things he can play with, touch and hold, said John Howell. He loves it here. Friday was Howell's third visit to the Mississippi Children's Museum with his son, 3-year-old Cooper, and his wife, Laura. The Brandon geologist is also happy to learn that USA Today ranks it the number 3 children's museum in the country. It's great to have something in our state to be proud of and to look forward to coming to, and somewhere for our kids to have a good time and somewhere to come and play, says Howell. That play is structured to incorporate learning. 225,000 families from across the nation visit the museum each year. We're thrilled for the children of the museum because they deserve the very, very best, said the Mississippi Children's Museum president, CEO Susan Garrard. The ever-changing exhibits and educational resources for teachers and children make it the largest cultural and educational institution for children and families in the state. People from all over the country were voting for us, and I think that probably is a testament to our tourism strength and our impact that we bring to our community and to our tourism community, said Garrard. 20 children's museums in the country were nominated. It's really, really special to be able to have a museum in our community, in our state, that we can come to and utilize and somewhere for our kids to come out and have a good time, added Howell. For 14 years, the museum has grown and families say earned top honors in the 2024 Reader's Choice Travel Awards. In national news, Early Start, CNN This Morning, and CNN News Central have officially bid goodbye to viewers accustomed to watching them in their respective time slots. Starting today, the network launches a new morning schedule. As announced in early February by the CNN chairman, Mark Thompson, the morning hours of the network will look different due to the production of the early morning, morning, and mid-morning day parts now originating from CNN's world headquarters in Atlanta. This shift in production resulted in the expansion of the early start with Casey Hunt hours and the cancellation of the Poppy Harlow and Phil Mattingly-led CNN This Morning. Both of these shows were produced out of CNN's New York offices. Early Start is being renamed CNN This Morning. It will air from 5 to 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and CNN News Central, which aired from 9 to noon Eastern Time, is being time-shifted to now air from 7 to 10 a.m. Following that, there will be 2 new D.C.-anchored shows, CNN Newsroom with Jim Acosta at 10 a.m. Eastern, and The Bulletin with Pamela Brown at 11 a.m. Eastern. In international news, after 2 years of war, questions abound on whether Kyiv can sustain the fight against Russia, says the Associated Press. The future looks bleak for war-weary Ukraine. It is beset by shortages in soldiers and ammunition, as well as doubts about the supply of Western aid. Ukrainian forces also face a Russian enemy that has recently seized the initiative on the battlefield. 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion, captured nearly a quarter of the country, the stakes could not be higher for Keyes, says the Associated Press. After a string of victories in the first year of the war, fortunes have turned for the Ukrainian military, which is dug in, outgunned, and outnumbered against a more powerful opponent. Ukraine suffered setbacks after the much-anticipated summer counteroffensive failed to produce any breakthroughs, as the Associated Press. The armed forces switched to a defensive posture in the fall to repel new advances from Moscow. Ukraine is looking to acquire more long-range missiles to strike deep into Russia-occupied territory, a move that some European countries fear may spark escalation from Moscow. In business news, Wall Street clings to modest gains and marks another winning week, says the Associated Press. Stocks clung to modest gains on Wall Street Friday, giving the market another record high in a winning week. The listless day for trades capped off a mostly solid week of earnings, where the technology sector once again powers the market higher. The sector has been the driving force behind a rally that started in October of last year. The S&P 500 index rose 1.77 points, or less than 0.1%, to 5,089. That marks another record high for the benchmark index, and its sixth winning week in the past seven. And finally, in entertainment news, One Love receives more love at the box office, claiming number one spot for second straight weeks, as the Associated Press. That made the top five movies over the weekend. Number one, Bob Marley, One Love, with $14 million. Number two, Demon Slayer, with $12 million. Number three, Ordinary Angels, with $7 million. Number four, Madam Web, with $6 million. And number five, Migration, with $3 million. Cyrus Webb, Conversations with Daily News. It's up time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. When you can realize that you are special, not because of anything you have done, but because of the one who created you, there will be nothing that seems outside the realm of possibility. Now, let's go have an amazing Monday. Justin Timberlake is our artist of the week. This week, last Friday, he released a brand new single called Drown. And for anyone who's been a fan of Justin any amount of time, this song will definitely take you back to that nostalgia of when Justin Timberlake first came on the scene as a solo artist. Enjoy Drown right here on Conversations Daily News.
Surface. Should've known your love was nothing but the surface. I'm in the deep and I can't fight the current. Trying to keep my head above it. And you've been begging me to stay, to stay, yeah. And I've been trying to be your way, yeah. But it's about to break, cause you show me exactly who you are. Heartbreak with the moonlight, and now the pain just magnifies. I know exactly what it feels like. Yeah, you do it to me every time. And if real love never dies, why am I barely breathing? Here on my own, out in the deep end, way down below, way down below. All of your lies, and you keep begging.
You didn't even try.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Dr. Teresa A. Smith or Dr. Todd in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daily News. For Conversation Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Dr. Teresa A. Smith and Dr. Todd rejoin me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about this busy year for her already. Is a bit of our conversation.
Dr. Todd, always a pleasure. Glad to have you back on with us.
Thank you so much, Cyrus, for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's definitely always mine. So, Dr. Todd, so much has been going on with you, and I want to say, and I say this all the time, and I'm always excited to say it, I mean, to keep up with you and the way you've been able to embrace your gifts, to share, to teach, to inspire, to motivate, I want to talk about for you. I mean, so we're almost now, literally this week, halfway through the second month of 2024.
I know.
What has that been like for you to see the message resonating? Because you and I had a one-on-one recently, and we talked about, looked at your audience that you are growing. So what has that been like for you to see how the message is actually resonating with your audience?
You know, Sarah, I think it was just a little pep that I needed for my step. Because, you know, sometimes when we do this work, we don't know if it is resonating with people and, you know, trying to figure out what lane should I be in. And so during our one-on-one to see that the message is resonating and seeing who my audience is and what they're wanting from me, for me it was very validating because I've been trying to figure that out. And to be able to see it with the metrics, I'm like, okay, you're on the right path. So continue that evolution because there are people who are benefiting from what you're doing. So I am humbled. I am excited. But, you know, I'm always going to say this. You know, it's the unknown. I'm a little fearful, too, because, again,
yeah,
it's a great responsibility when you are – when you have a platform that can either improve a person's existence or potentially not. So I take that are always in mind, and I don't take it lightly, you know. It's important.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. Glad to have you on tomorrow for more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, music from our artist of the week, Justin Timberlake, and, of course, entertainment, Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let us go make today amazing. Take care.